around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South, WWCR, out of Nashville, Tennessee, on 4840 on your radio dial, shortwave, of course. And we are glad to welcome you in tonight to the Shepherd's Call, sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Got a great program, we think, the medium of thought. Have you ever thought on these things? Did you know that the Bible supports the thought? And it's a powerful thought, because thoughts are tremendous powers. Whatever you can believe by thinking, and let your thinking rise above the level of your confession. You see, he can't do many marvelous works because of your unbelief. If you limit him, he's limited. If your faith can believe, then you create thought waves and thought transference into the inner dimension where Yahweh dwells. He is a God that dwells within. You ever thought about that? He's in you. He's the hope of glory. Now remember that. God or Christ, same person. God and Christ is the same one. He's the Spirit. God is the Spirit. John 4:24 says God is a spirit, and he seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, how do we get spirit, and how would we get truth? Well, it's interesting to think on these things, thinking about how Yahweh can bless those that call upon him. And the Bible said to call on him while he's near, seek him while he can be found, and in doing so, you're going to save yourself and them that hear you. Weavers of thought. That's my thought tonight. That's my message. The weavers of thought. Have you ever thought about what heaven would be like? Did you know that heaven is just a prayer away? That by thinking on these things that you can believe him for, you give him the process of the stair steps, and that's what the thoughts are, stair steps to reality. Thought waves and thought transference. Now, you can have thoughts, but you've got to be able to transfer those thoughts. And thoughts are vibrations. And the marvels of vibration, like I say, if you limit your thoughts, you limit the vibrations, and you limit the speed, because Yahweh said, I will give you the desire of your heart. Now we ask, but the Bible says we ask amiss. We ask to consume it upon our own lust and desires. Now, if we are interested in higher things, it's power. Thought has a power. It will not work for things that it's not placed in. It's a seed. You can have what you desire, what you ask for, if you don't ask amiss. Now, I've had a lot of experience of thinking. I spend a lot of time in thought. And the marvels of thought. Just thinking. Meditate upon these things. The Bible says, well, meditation is off limits to most of the Christian churches. They don't want you to think. They want to put you in a box and screw your head on with thoughts of carnality, what's happening in the world, the vibrations of what's going on in their church, how to build a bigger chapel,
how to enlarge their ministry and get more money. You know, some of these ministries never have enough money. They get five airplanes to carry their evangelistic team across the world, but they're always needing another plane for another reason, and it's all a thought weighted with the encumbrances of thought. They keep telling you how to think when the objective in Yahweh is to think upon these things that are written. Think upon the thoughts, because it's power, and we live in a boundless world of thought. Ever thought about that? Christ said, if you can believe what you pray for, and pray, believing, you shall receive. Now that's a definite promise. When Christ come, when He raised the dead, He projected strong thoughts. He groaned in Himself. Now what was He preparing Himself to do? He was going into the Spirit, asking for that which He desired, and that was for the young maiden to arise. And then when He gave the command, she had to raise. When He gave the command for Lazarus to come forth, that thought was already in His heart. He'd been thinking about Lazarus for quite some time. And when He said, Lazarus, come forth, Lazarus, under the projection of thought, it was thought that raised Lazarus. And thought has power. It's governed by the laws and the dynamics of the Spirit in the inward world. Luke 17:20 reminds us that thought is the architect of destiny. You can claim your destiny by thought. You can have those desires because you live in this boundless world of thoughts. And why not put your thoughts to work when He said, think. Think on these things. Thoughts chisel your works in Yahweh. Thoughts are the hammer that forms the architect of your thoughts. It's a projection. You form through thinking. It's a plasma of energy you give out through electric magnetism. Now, I know this is going to sound a little bit New Agey to you, but I'm trying to teach you how to pray. The disciples wanted the model prayer, and Christ gave them the model prayer. How to first clear the projection of bad thoughts, to think good thoughts, forgive us of our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Most of the time somebody gets in debt to us, we'll run them down, and if they can't pay us, our eyes betray our thoughts because we see things. And that was what deceived Eve when she had her two eyes opened by the wisdom of Satan. Satan is to close your third eye, which is the inner eye. It's called the eye of the enter, or the power of the thoughts that we have, and we see through faith. We don't see. If we say we see, we become, or we still remain blind, and we can't have the desires of our heart. Through intense prayer. You know, when the Messiah prayed, His sweat become as great drops of blood. Do we really want to walk within? Do we want to do like Paul, whether in the body or out? He said, I don't know. But He said, I do know one thing. I heard things that wasn't lawful for me to speak. Now, the only reason it wasn't lawful is that the carnal mind can't receive it. He could tell people back in the real world of the third dimension, when he come out of the fourth dimension, he went to the fourth heaven, called paradise, and he heard things, and he saw things that the Messiah said himself. Now, I hath not seen, ear hath not heard, and neither has it entered into the heart or into the thoughts of man. If you can think about it, you can have it, because thoughts dwell in a world of timeless reality. It's something that's there. We can't see it. We can't smell it. We can't touch it. We can't feel it with the five senses of the carnality. But the spirit, our thoughts begin to chisel our desires. And once we form the thoughts, give them time to manifest, because it said, and it came to pass, and it came to pass, and it came to pass. Sometimes we'll pray for rain and don't take an umbrella. If we really thought it was going to rain through our prayers, we'd have took the umbrella. The umbrella is the expectation of your thoughts, how faith, anything possible, he said, with thoughts. And let me tell you something here. Thoughts attract each other. Think on these things. Think positive. You can't have a positive thought and in the same thought pattern let that attract a negative, because positive will not attract negative. If you attract a negative thought, then you're defeated before you pray, because you've got to pray believing positive thoughts that what you pray for will manifest. And the reason that we don't get it most of the time, like I said, is that we do that to spend or to use into our own selfish needs and desires. Now, understand the laws of thought. And that's a good advice that I can give you here. When you pray, pray like this. Understand what you ask. Think on it. Never ask something unreasonable, something that just tempts God. Most people just pray for $1 million, and of course, Yahweh's got enough sense to know that money corrupts you. You say, well, is that what's keeping me from getting $1 million? Because I sure need it. Well, what would change in your life if you had $1 million? I could spend $1 million in 15 minutes and be broke. I'm not sure I'd be any happier, because I don't know that $1 million would supply my needs. Because I've got higher thoughts. I want to reach out or to launch out with my thoughts. And thoughts must enter upon the inner planes of the waves of the sea. And yes, just like in the natural, the waves of the sea, the crystal sea, are just as raging and fearful. You've got to have the same faith that it would take for Peter to walk on water in the raging of the storm. Peter could walk as long as he kept his eyes on the Father. But when he began to look down and doubt, he began to sink. Stand in a thought process that will not sink. Picture what you want. Bring the dynamics of thoughts through your mood. If you feel good, you're going to think good. Think on these things, and by thinking with your thought process, well, how do you get saved, Pastor Buddy? How do you repent in this wicked world? And ladies and gentlemen, I have never seen such wickedness that's coming upon this earth, particularly in the United States. It's a beautiful country. anybody that's been abroad, you that served in foreign wars and fought for our country, you know that it's a beautiful country. Why should we let this country be the creation of thoughts of evil, turn it into the evil place it is? It's because more people are thinking in the negative. If my people, which are called by my name, which shall humble himself and pray and seek my face, we are the victim of our thoughts. He will say, well, I can't do nothing about it. We'll just let it happen. Well, we don't understand the laws of thought. To whom we yield our members, to what things that we think. And like I said the other night, on another radio station, that in Genesis chapter 6, the Bible said that their thoughts were continuously on evil. Did you know evil can produce the fruits of evil? It can create weapons of war. How to kill, steal, and destroy. Isn't that the purpose of the devil? Did you know that your thoughts can travel in the spirit world, and those thoughts, it can attract whatever you think. And sometimes if you think evil, or sometimes if you think greedy, or if you want riches and things of this nature, it attracts negativity. And if you, the more money you get, the more evil you become, the more cars you buy, the more foolishness you do, it's the poor people that go to the caves like Elijah. Elijah didn't have anything but his thoughts. And when he went to the cave to get his thoughts together, because he'd been busy running from Jezebel, that old witch that had a warrant out for him, was going to kill him. And Elijah feared for his life. Where did he go? He went deep into the earth, which is a symbol of going deep within the bowels of the mind. Now, what's the first thing he heard when he got there? He heard tremendous crashes. He heard the waves of the sea roaring. He heard the thunder and the lightning. He was fearful. Here he is, hid. He's the only guy in the cave. He didn't know that the enemy was right around the corner. But he ignored those thoughts. It's the application of the psychological law of fear. If you fear, you have torment. Elijah was having torment, fleeing for his life when he went inside. But he heard the, finally, listen now, listen, he's going into a deeper, saintly thought. He's opening his mind up to the aura and the dynamics of the developed mind. Remember, Elijah was the schoolmaster of the school of the prophets. Don't you think he had the knowledge of know how to go into the deeper thoughts through the dynamics in the universal environment that he was in? That these dynamics of thoughts and the moods, he was in a bad mood. He was afraid. And the first thing that he heard was resounding, because the thoughts that he had attracted the thunder and the lightning and the fear that came with it. Well, what did he do? Of course, he listened. He stilled his mind, because he knew that these thoughts that he had was attracting the noises and the things that he was hearing. And his call was to serve others by his thought vibration. He slowed his mind down, went deep into thinking, and he heard the still, small voice, and it spoke. Now, we know that people can be susceptible to suggestion. It had been told Elijah, probably everywhere he went, that that old Jezebel, I don't know that she had ever spoke to him. But he got word that she was seeking his life because he had pronounced a famine and a drought upon Israel for 3 years. And so he ran literally because thoughts have power. The Bible says the wicked flee when no one pursues. Again, that still small voice set him straight. And Yahweh, through the subconscious thoughts, filled his mind with power. He said, Elijah, go quickly to Mount Carmel. Have a showdown with Jezebel and Ahab. I'm going to make you victorious with power through your thoughts that I'll put in your mind when you get there. Now, did he have faith or what? Here he knows it's instant death if he can't win the battle upon Mount Carmel. First thing he done was repair the altar. And what does an altar represent? Prayer. How to still your thoughts. How to pray. How to transfer your thoughts into action. Thoughts become action if they're thoughts of love. Elijah loved Yahweh so much, he was infuriated by the influence of Jezebel and Ahab as they had converted the whole of nation of Israel into Baal worship. Now, he repaired the altar, a place properly aligned to pray, the 12 stones. He dug a trench round about, and he asked Yahweh, he said, Yahweh, if you hear me, if you can catch my thoughts here. Now, Elijah had spent a long time getting this battle through his thought process. He knew exactly how to battle and win on behalf of Yahweh to return the wayward Israelites who had failed to think, because thoughts develop your personality. Now think about that. Thoughts develop personality. Their thoughts were continuously on evil. And their evil thoughts developed Israel's personality. They all forsook Yahweh except Elijah and 7,000 that had not bowed the knee. Thoughts affect the body. I want you to know that too. I remember when he left the cave, he was weak, defeated, afraid. Through his thoughts as he came up the mountain, went inside the dark recesses of his mind and waited for that still, small voice. Sometimes it takes a long time for the psychology of the spirit in the subconscious, deeply embedded, to produce the power and the victory that you're seeking through your divine thoughts. Because again, thoughts develop a personality. Now, when Elijah came up the mountain, he was not in a fearful state of mind. Thoughts promote radiant health. If you can think good, good things are going to come. Elijah was full of trust. He was pumped up. He seen the end in his meditation, and his deep desire with the inward spirit that spoke to him in a still small voice. You go up and you tell Jezebel that I'm going to feed her blood to the dogs. The dogs will lap up their blood. He already didn't know that was going to happen. He went knowing that because these dynamics in a developed mind, and Elijah had a developed mind, And it put him in a good mood because he knew he was on the winning side. You've got to always remember this. By faith, not by sight. You walk by faith in the inward. It develops your personality. It affects the body. Elijah went up full of power. Here, just Elijah over on the altar. He repaired the altar. They watched him. They couldn't take their mind or their thoughts off of Elijah. He had captured their subconscious thoughts. And they were saying, what is he going to do? He's by himself. He can't stand against the king. Look at the king. Look at his horses and look at his soldiers. And look. But did you know that thought power changes destiny? Thought power changes your very destiny. If you want to change things, change your thoughts. He always said, whatever you can believe or whatever you can think for, you can have. Thoughts accomplish your divine mission. Now, if you think just to have riches and favor and how to play pool or learn to be a good pool shot, or what they call a pool shark, I used to envy guys that were good with a pool stick or car sharks. I've seen them make money with just using their hands. I always thought your hands was to work with. And that's all I've ever done in my life is to work with my hands. Finally, I began to think on the influence of thought. I'll give you the desires of your thoughts. By thinking correctly and to think about the things that you want, and you become powerful battling the devil. I've always had to battle the devil. The devil will work. He's envious and jealous. He won't support you. He'll get some little stupid thing in his mind. And there he sits, all puffed up like a big toad frog. When you're trying to work for Yahweh, they're thinking about evil. They have this power of vigorous, destructive thoughts that you have to battle against. And this is what Elijah was up against when he went to that mountain. Here was these evil. Jezebel had laid awake at night and prayed on how she could kill him. She was aching to kill him. She thought so deeply and desired it so much. The devil had put it in her mind to hate this man of God who was only good, who was running for his life, who was afraid of the devil, wasn't feeling good. He wasn't thinking to promote his radiant health. He wasn't thinking to develop his personality and having faith, because thoughts affect the body and thoughts change your destiny. Did you ever think about the development of thought, of the power that's within you? Did not Yahweh say, you are gods, but you shall die like men? See, we have the capacity to have the power of concentration through the inward being. For Luke 17:20 says, God is a spirit and he dwells within. The kingdom of heaven is in you. And the thought properly, lawfully thought of with your divine thoughts, if they're divine thoughts, we know that Ahab didn't have any divine thoughts against Elijah. He had to overcome the thoughts of Ahab he had to certainly overcome the thoughts of Jezebel. She hated the ground he walked on. You shall be hated of all men. But in a world of hate, the equation of thought power by your moral purity. All Elijah wanted people to do was return to Yahweh and to humble himself and to pray. Organize your thinking. Put your power of thoughts that promote the way you feel, the way you look, and the way you think. Because he's going to give you the desires of your heart. Yahweh cannot be defeated. There's no power on earth, in heaven, or under the earth, or in hell for sure. Because thoughts can cause psychological disorders. If you begin to fear the enemy, fear has torment. And this order of Jezebel, who said, kill him, anybody that kills him, will receive a great bounty if you bring me the head of old Elijah. Thoughts form the physical body. And it creates the environment that you live in. It creates the psychological disorders. It changes your destiny. It affects your body. It affects your personality. It can make you sick or weak. Our old Elijah was sick and weak and running up there, going in the power of the bread of the angel, traveled for 40 days without bread or without water, without any pleasant food. 40 days. That's a long time without food and water. But he had acquired through the thought power of moral purity. His mind was fixed on restoring Yahweh as the King of Israel. He concentrated on that daily. He'd gone without eating and drinking for 40 days. And when he got to the bowels of the cave, which represented the inward depths of his organized thinking. He'd been in that cave before. He knew the thought power. He knew the simple prescription for clearing his thinking. He had to go somewhere and think about this. And by thinking and seeking Yahweh, Yahweh gave him a plan. He said, you go to Mount Carmel. You look. And you'll see them up there on the platform, the prophets of Baal and Ahab and Jezebel and all of the rich princes of Israel. Now here was Elijah, 40 days on a fast. Think about it. Probably hadn't had a bath. He had psychological disorders. He was afraid. He didn't look too good. He was haggard. He's wore out thinking about these subconscious thoughts. Afraid of the devil. You know, if you're afraid of the devil, you've done lost the battle. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. That's what Yahweh said. Come boldly with your clear thinking. Clear your mind and believe on Yahweh with all your heart, and you shall be saved by the thought of the power of thinking. Turn to Yahweh today and acquire that creative thinking power and resist that individuality that resists the suggestions of the Spirit. You know, if you've got a carnal mind talking to you, you can't do it. It's just, you can't overcome them, Elijah. Just stay down here in the cave and stay hid, and maybe it'll pass. You're going to have supernormal powers. You're going to have to think deep to get a plan. So that's what Elijah done. He thought deep. He got over his gloomy thoughts. He had victory over intrusive thoughts. You know, your carnal mind will think while you're thinking on spiritual things. The carnal mind will try to come and place these obnoxious thoughts, these worldly thoughts, these impure thoughts, these negative thoughts. But you've got to teach yourself to overcome the habitual thoughts of negativity. Triumph over unimportant thoughts. He was worrying about his life. That was his problem. Think not what you're going to put on and what you're going to do and what you're going to eat and what you're going to say. When you get up on top of the mountain, Elijah, you'll see what needs to be done. Grab the bull by the horn. Well, that's exactly what he done. He brought the bulls and sacrificed them on the altar of Yahweh by transforming his instinctive thoughts. You'll see that you have more power than once you believed. You'll start reflecting over the illumination of deep thoughts. And right thoughts will replace wrong thoughts. Seek Yahweh in the days of trouble, and He will deliver you. No power or no weapon again is formed against you. You've got a supernatural power for your discipline. If you got no discipline, if you got no heart, if you love the world, I know. Here's Elijah, 40 days without anything to eat. I bet his old belly was growling. You know those habitual thoughts. Well, you got to eat. You're going to die. You're getting faint. I used to get up on my fast and go to work. And I would stagger when I got out of bed too quick. And I'd get faint and I'd have to sit down on the bed for the longest time praying that Yahweh let me take one more step. Yahweh, don't let the devil defeat me today. I want to fast another day. I was going day by day. I had to mean my thoughts. I had to have that moral development and courage. I had to develop individuality and said, I shall not be moved. I'm going to Mount Carmel today. I'm going to have a showdown with the devil. And boy, how the devil shows up. Now, just think. What if you was to have to go up against the United States government? What if you were sent to put down this rebellion mind of the world, where their thoughts are always evil? What if you was to have to develop positive methods to change the world? You think you could do it? You would have to have a lot of control by practice and deep concentration. Most people can't reach it. They've been programmed in the negative. The gamut of thoughts run so rampant through their carnal mind, it's like a sewer. They can't shut off these defeative thoughts, these negative thoughts. You got to have true love for Yahweh. Elijah must have loved Yahweh. He was jealous with a holy jealousy. He had a positive attitude when he went up on the mountain. He never stuttered or doubted one time. He knew exactly, instinctively, what to do. You've got to remove those negative carnal thoughts. When he left the mountain and when he got to the top of the Mount Carmel. All them negative thoughts that was flowing through his mind like a sewer. He couldn't make no wrong thinking. His mind was perfectly attuned. And he had the remedy for the evil thoughts that were surrounding him and hated him. You know, you can feel people's thoughts. You walk into a room, or if you're on a piece of property, you can feel the negative thoughts and the hatred that people harbor in their heart. And although you've never done nothing to them, but correct them in the Word, that's what you're guilty of. That's what Elijah was. He was guilty by correction through the Word. Nip the bad in its bud. Don't let it harbor in your heart. If you see somebody wrong, the Bible says openly rebuke them. We don't like that open rebuke. Well, you should have went to that brother or sister. If you've got an alt against them, a positive mind has got no alts against them except those that break the Word of God. And when you break that, they're to be rebuked before all that others may fear. It's the art of thinning out negative thoughts. If you don't think that they have wings and they can fly over where you live, all you got to do is put a salt line between it and tell Yahweh to block that negative thought and let that weaving of the karma go back on the person that has these. Elijah said, Yahweh, what's going to happen to Jezebel? Well, he said, I tell you what, Elijah, you can speak this word while you're up there. You tell her that the dogs will lap up her blood out of the streets of Jerusalem. That's what you can tell her. And that's what Elijah said. He nipped the bad thought that she had against him in the bud with something that was going to happen to them. If you keep sowing and weaving and practicing these negative thoughts, you can't get in a positive mind. If you can't lessen the number of your bad thoughts, if you can't replace the bad with the right thoughts, if you can't have some moral standard, if you don't have spiritual practice for elimination of the evil thoughts, evil will grow in righteous people. Our carnal mind is a place for evil to grow. I don't care how righteous you are. If you think you stand, take heed that you don't fall. Form a divine channel in your mind. Now, if the enemy, which is going to come against you because you're a child of the King, because you want to stand for right, you want people to do right, you want them to act right, and when they get out of line and you rebuke them, they'll hate you. They hated Christ. The Jews hated Him. They had a snake thought. They thought nothing but evil. They were serpents. They thought like serpents. They acted like serpents. And He said, you generation of vipers. A generation of vipers. You got to have a divine channel for your thought force. And the Messiah and Elijah had a divine channel. And when He went on the mountain, He straightened it up. He didn't want no wine poured out on that altar to disrespect the Messiah. He didn't want the bread to be broken and thrown down and stomped underfoot and count the blood of Yahweh an unholy thing. We got people that think that in that form. They don't know how to act or behave when they come on the altar. You better know when you get on the altar how to think. You better put some positive energy into your mind and thin out your unholy thoughts and remove them out of your sewer. Need some spiritual castor oil. You need to form a divine channel to remove the bad, negative thoughts out of your body and to fall down and pray. Do not do my prophets no harm. Yahweh knew that he'd have to protect his prophets, that they would come against with a carnal mind, because prophets are always watching for your soul, trying to correct you. Might not be in the form and in the thought process of your understanding, but if you straighten up, you get the message. Closest point is a straight line. You can't zip around and dilly-daddle around. He said to Elijah, he said, what are you humping up in here for? You get up on Mount Carmel and you tell them that my people have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and they become cisterns broken that can't hold no water. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you that most people have a mental breakdown, unwholesome thoughts. They can't think good. They haven't spent enough time in prayer, meditation, and fasting and praying. They have never adopted the spiritual methods. They want to think in the carnal. It becomes a battle of thoughts. Choose this day who you'll serve. They're lost. They never have a good thought. They'll never get a revelation. You know why? Because they can't get through the carnal. They've got an inner mental breakdown. They've got a disconnect. They don't have a spiritual method for their thought culture. They don't know how to think and grow these thoughts. Now, they got their mind on as how to do evil and never to do good. If they was workers of righteousness, you see somebody do wrong, you'll get right with them. The reason that our little gathering don't prosper and have what it needs is we've got a broken wire in the thought process. We don't think about doing good. We don't think about getting back in the Bible. They think the Bible just wrote like a newspaper. All they can get out is that they never have the ability to bump it up and to into the pure consciousness and the liberty and the freedom of thought. Never become a victim of someone else's thoughts that are negative. Never eat the afterbirth of another man's defects of his thoughts. You hang around bad company and you know what will happen? You'll get bad thoughts. You hang around people that don't know how to think in pure consciousness. They'll start talking negative and the first thing you know, you'll have that negative spirit on you. It's like a cancer. It gets among you and it begins to eat. Let me give you something to write down. This is something I want you to write. I want to leave this with you, and I don't even know where you'll understand what I'm talking about. But I'd like to get you a pen and paper. Get you a pen and paper. I'll give you this thought before I close. I'm coming to a close. Your last thought determines your next birth. Your last thought determines your next birth. You can have thoughts of life, or you can live the thoughts of death. You can develop character in your thoughts. Think on these things, pure, peaceful, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercies and good fruit. That's what the Bible said. And these people that act otherwise and claim they've got Yahweh's word. Remember this, your last thought determines your next birth. If you have to come back and face what you've done. If people really believed that they might have to come back and relive all the negativity they're causing in the world, they might straighten up. But they don't believe that. They don't believe that their thoughts will determine their next birth. Well, the Bible says you shall reap what you sow. Thoughts have power. You can murder a man with your thoughts. I can feel somebody's negative thoughts 100 yards before I even get sometimes 100 miles. I've got that experience. I've been sent places where Yahweh told me to go and they were planning my funeral. But I had divine thoughts that brought me freedom from diseases. You see, I'm not afraid of the devil and what he pronounces upon you. Oh yes, you're going to pay for every pain you get, you deserve. And you, in all things you say, thank you, Yahweh. Thought power will develop a new person. Change your thoughts. Pure thoughts. They impact the world that you live in. Remember, what you think weaves your future. Think on these things. That's all I ask you to do tonight. This is Pastor Buddy. You listen to Pastor Buddy tonight. I'm sponsored by Dr. Gary. Great state of Mississippi tonight, Dr. Gary. 877-289-7439. I'd appreciate it if you call up Dr. Gary. He's my sponsor here solely tonight on WWCR. Every Sunday night. Been on here for years and years and years. Preaching on Sunday night. We moved from 8 o'clock to a better time. Thanks to Dr. Gary. We got a prime time to try to direct your divine thoughts for your spiritual experience. As a man thinketh, so he is. I'll leave you with that thought tonight. As a man thinketh, so he is. Now go to our website. Over 30,000. OneYahweh.com. We're real thankful. Me and Bob, our webmaster, we just can't get over it. How many people has visited our website in just 3 short months or less? We've got over 30,000 people done hit the website. OneYahweh.com. Go there and see why so many people are tuning in to our website. There you can listen to Pastor Buddy. We have, I can't even imagine how many sermons we've got there. Well over 500, probably more, I don't know. But it's a big website. These are audio messages you can download by just going to our website, click on messages. Thought culture. Divine thoughts for freedom and for the spiritual experience. We've tried to put those things. We're just not a one monkey show. We try to tackle every subject under the sun and let the rest be told. We're not trying to limit Yahweh. We know that thoughts are very important. How to be baptized. How to repent. How to acknowledge Him. How to call upon Him. What name is the true Savior? That's some of the important things that we got on our website. You can go there and see. We've got tracts. We've got books that's been written by brothers who have shared these books and the methods of how to be saved. We have spent over 50 years in the ministry. And ladies and gentlemen, we've traveled many pathways to Yahweh. We've had many spiritual experiences. We know one thing. You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But if they only knew what this name meant, they would love you. Most people get in this and they hear Pastor Buddy preach and bring the name, and they're so, they receive it with joy. Boy, they go like gangbusters, and then all of a sudden they peter out. They become like water, weak, scared, and sitting all humped up, not having any pure thoughts, like Elijah up in the cave, hid from the world.
Well, I know you see me do this. I know you see me do that.
Bible said, you are my witnesses. If you think on Yahweh, you want to win souls for Yahweh. And the Bible said, he that wins souls is wise. How wise are you? Get about your Father's business while it's light. Darkness is coming here pretty soon, down the road. The world's going to change so fast that you won't even know it. You'll look in the grocery stores and there'll be bare shelves. You'll look for water and there will be none. We're running out of water. We're running out of food. It's all planned, ladies and gentlemen. I've warned you about it. Get your mind on heavenly things. You run and hump up and just sit down and wait for something to happen, and you just like Russian roulette. You get out and do something and Yahweh will protect you. He said, go and I'll go with you. Fear has torment. If you're sitting around afraid that you're going to be lost in the battle, you ain't got thought power for an ideal life. I'm glad of what I'm doing for Yahweh. Baptized two people today in the name of Yahweh. They travel from afar. You never know who will show up at your door. Be ye also ready and do the work of an evangelist. I was there to baptize them. Praise Yahweh. It's another little crown I'll have in my service record. At D14, that you open up your service record, it's called a D14. And in it is the works that you've done for Yahweh. You'll be judged out of those things written in the Bible. Preach my word, be instant in season. Preach baptism, repentance. Preach thoughts, cultured by knowledge. I don't have to guess about what's on the other page. I know I've been there. I've read it. I'm a warrior. I go out into the world to fight the good fight of faith. I'm not bragging, but I'm not complaining. I've got pure thoughts. I love the work I do. I was called to be a preacher man for Yahweh. I was called to have courage and love for His name. I was called to have a mind for life. You only help the world with good thoughts. You can't help the world with a frown. Your face looks like it could stop an 8-day clock. You're so negative. You ever run into them type of people? You can't wait to get away from them. You got to have thought power. You got to have pure thoughts when you run into that to stay strong. You got to have a life and an integrity of your thought. You got to have spiritual experiences to weather the storm and walk on the water of life. May Yahweh bless you. I'll see you. We'll see you Wednesday night on WWRB on 5050 radio dial. You can hear Pastor Buddy preach on 5050 WWRB next Wednesday night at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Then I'll be on Friday night at 11 on the late program. You can join Pastor Buddy 2 days next week on WWRB 5050. I'll see you next Sunday night right here again at 9 o'clock on WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee.